Hi, everybody. Today's episode is bribing your teacher with fruit. You can do it with an apple, but don't forget, mangoes and oranges are also an option. And now your host, Katie Hamilton.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening to Life is Awkward. We have a guest with us today, and she's going to be talking about a very important and special topic. I'm going to let her introduce herself.
Hey, everyone. I'm Martha Cannon, and I'm excited to be a guest today, and I'd like to talk about homeschooling.
Oh, my. Yeah. Being schooled at home, you say.
Yeah.
Why is that a topic of your interest?
Well, I was going to say the homeschoolers I knew were a little awkward, but you were both homeschooled, turns out, so you probably aren't as...
You were homeschooled?
I said I was homeschooled for a month. Yeah, or
for
like
a
two
month.
Months.
For like yeah, one Spanish
it
class.
Counts.
It counts, but I was like...
For Spanish and I okay. think social studies. I don't know.
Sure. And keep math. Making up new ones.
It was for all of the classes.
Okay. Cool.
Just all the classes.
All the
what
classes.
Do you study? All the classes.
All the classes, even gym.
Yes.
Yeah.
I got my
well,
new
yeah,
gym
how do you
book.
Do that? Do you homeschool gym and art and all those classes, like the extracurricular?
Yeah, so let me just back up a little bit for the listeners. I recently started homeschooling my 15-year-old daughter, which has been interesting. And so we've only been doing it for about 4 weeks, so I'm admittedly not the world's most foremost homeschooling expert, but... It is an interesting thing to talk about. So we aren't in the world of homeschooling. There's people who, and there's all different ways to do it. There's some people who are very, their curriculum mimics almost like what you would find in school. And they have their kids going to all these different meetups with other kids. And, they're very, very busy, very active, very structured. And those are all the things we really hated about school. So that is not how we are.
Yeah.
My daughter studies, she does do a core curriculum that covers, the basics of what someone her age level is learning in a public school. And then she is studying for the ACT exam as well, and that covers a lot of the foundational stuff and takes about 2.5 hours a day. And then after that, she gets to study the things that she's interested in. So right now, that's Mandarin, Chinese, ballet, and then she's going to take a class at MIAD at the end of September, and that is Korean ink drawing. She's very interested in language studies, particularly Japanese and Korean, but she wanted to learn Mandarin first because it's a basis for all those other languages. She wants to study abroad. She wants to live potentially abroad. We all want to do things when we're 15, so who knows how this will manifest, but it is really exciting to be able to offer her the chance to pursue what she's interested in before she's, 24 and graduating from college with $50,000 in debt and wondering who the heck she is and what she wants to do with her life. So that's exciting. But to your question, do we do gym class? I don't do anything structured with her, but she is in ballet. And then she works out at home on her own. She's interested in, health. She eats, a largely vegan diet, and she's a pretty active kid. So that's not something I feel like she needs a lot of hand-holding about. And at her age, it's about kind of backing away, I think, and really letting them sink or swim. Mm-hmm. In some ways, and so.
Yeah, you just hang out with a life preserver. So if something goes horribly wrong, you're like, all right, I got this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's nice that, like you were saying, like she'll have all this experience, and like she's only 15, and now she's taking Mandarin and the Korean
ink drawing.
Yeah. And it's like you wouldn't normally take these classes until you were in college, but she's now allowed to do these types of classes because she has the opportunity to, because she has the time to, because she's being homeschooled. And I think that, at least from my understanding, it seems like kids that, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, like kids that are homeschooled maybe seem to get further in their career faster because they are able to like really dedicate their time to what they want to do. If they know what they want to do right away.
Yeah.
I don't know, because we're new to this, right. But from what I've read, it's a combination of knowing more about what they're interested in doing and what their sort of character makeup is. They know a little bit more about themselves, but also they aren't burnt out. Like they haven't just been taught to memorize, taught to repeat information. A lot of kids come to college kind of burnt out and turned off and not excited about learning. And maybe not even have having the skills to know how to learn. They know how to memorize. They know how to test take, but they don't necessarily know how to engage in life and think critically and interact with the world and the people around them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because school is very rigid, but life. Is also rigid, but you need to maintain some flexibility, and that's not something they really teach in school. It's pretty do this and be graded on it, and that's it. There's not a lot of wiggle room or readaption.
Yeah,
you can't even learn what you want to learn half the time.
There's electives, but you have to get into those electives because sometimes people fill them up, from my experience, and then you have to take a different class that you might not have wanted to take.
What did you have to take that you didn't want to?
Well, I remember I wanted to take like photography. It was like darkroom photography, and like you always had to get to school like at 5 a.m. to sign up for that class because there would be like a long line for people like to sign up for that class. And then if you didn't get in that class, you had to pick like a different elective. I don't remember what I ended up taking, but I just remember like I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to get ready to come to high school to like take this class. I'll try again next year, but maybe I should have got up at 4 a.m. I don't know.
Well, you should be able to have options based on who you are as a person. Like that shouldn't stop you from learning is because we only have photography at 5 a.m.
Right.
It's pretty.
Well, it wasn't at 5 a.m. You had to get in line to be in the class at 5 a.m.
To have a chance at being in the class.
Right.
You have to get up, and that's just a chance to get in.
True.
On top of it. So whereas homeschooling, it's just like, we're going to buy you a camera.
Yeah, go out and practice your craft.
Yeah.
And just go out and do it. There's nothing really stopping you. And for me, it's like one thing they don't teach kids is that you can have multiple phases in your life. Mm-hmm. And like I went through a phase when I was homeschooled in video game design. And by the time I was out in 19, I knew it's not really one that I wanted to do. And so by the time, I had already lived a life or went through a career before I was, by the time other people are getting drunk at in their freshman year or something.
Well, you went through those like experiences.
Just starting their career, I should say.
Oh, I was just going to say, like, you went through those experiences and almost like, I was going to say, like, cut off years of your life. Like, you could have went to college for the video game design, like you were saying, like, spent all this money on going to school for it and then found out, okay, I don't like it anymore.
I would have been 24 and with debt, like you said, like, and that's when I would have found out that like, that's not, it was like, you should make you're supposed to make your mistakes as a kid because you're highly adaptable still. And like,
I also disagree with the, well, no, I mean, just it's sort of in support of what you're saying. There are some people who don't go through life in like a straight line, you know, like I've done lots of different things, you know, I was a chef for a while.
Squiggly,
you know, like, yeah, I'm very squiggly.
We're very squiggly.
You know, I'll get really into something for a while and then, you know, learn everything I can about it. And then, you know, sometimes I just put it down and go learn something else, and that's okay.
Yeah.
I spent a lot of time when I was younger feeling badly about that. Like, oh, I used to love doing Tai Chi, and I did Tai Chi, you know, almost daily for years. And then one day I just stopped and I felt like a failure, you know, but, you know, but that's not necessarily true because I started doing something else. I started doing Bikram yoga and I've been on a, you know, a decade long Bikram yoga kick and maybe I'll stop doing that and
go some
start, you know, becoming a cross country skier. Like some people are just built for that and it's okay. And I think, the workplace isn't necessarily geared toward brains like that. And I'm at this point self-employed. And you know, my experience with traditional workplaces was that they were a little limiting, a little confining. I often felt like I wasn't being utilized anywhere near my full potential and had a lot of sort of bottlenecks within middle management where, you know, like a just, you know, couldn't feel like I was stretching my legs and getting, you know, work done. So if I, you know, not everybody, you know, needs to be prepared from, with like a traditional school situation to a traditional college higher ed situation, which prepares for certain kinds of employment largely. You know, and that's okay. That's okay too, to be the kind of person that's like, no, I just want a 9-to-5 where I, you know, do something that's like pretty defined and, you know, not open-ended. And, you know, I know what the expectations are and that's beautiful. That is not any less needed or any less elegant and beautiful than people who are, you know, doing spontaneous random things. You know, it's all very needed in the world. So I don't mean to say that, you know, homeschooling is better, but I think for what she wants, for her end goal, I think this is probably a better method to get there.
What came up in your life, or like not necessarily came up, but what made you decide that you wanted to homeschool her?
Her school closed.
Okay.
Actually. you know, but there were options and it's totally okay. So, she was at the, Tamarack Waldorf High School, which was an amazing school. So she came up through the lower grades there at the School of Ron Brady. And I'm a board member on their school. Loved the school, did amazing things for our family. Big supporter of Waldorf School in general, but the Tamarack community is wonderful here. But the school, they opened the high school 5 years ago, maybe 6 years ago last fall. And, you know, it was sort of a pilot startup phase. You know, they did their best to make it work, but it really didn't. It's a very, very hard business model to make work. You know, it's not a public school that just gets taxpayer dollars to, you know, and there it is. It's a neighborhood school. It's there. It's going to stay there. So it was really challenging. And unfortunately, it didn't end up, you know, taking off. But we all knew that that was a possibility and that that could happen. So they had to make the really unfortunate decision to close the school for the fall. And so in talking about it with Taylor, she had always wanted to be homeschooled. You know what kids want, what they don't have, right? You know, they're like, oh, you know, they have a dog, but their friend has a cat, so they think cats are better or something. So she always wanted to be homeschooled. And I said, well, now's your opportunity if you want to give this a shot. You know, like let's give it a shot. So that's what we're doing. And it's already been good. In addition to the time, her having free time during the day to just be a little slower paced. She needs a lot of downtime. She's not a run around all the time social person. She's very much like needs time to like cocoon and process and dream about things, you know? And so she has that time, but she's also been able to have a part-time job.
Nice.
Which is good. It's 3 days a week, and it's seasonal, so it'll be wrapping up soon. But that's been really good for her. And then we're able to travel more, so we're planning a trip to... I'm a musician and travel anyway for that, and that was always just such a huge... it was just a difficult thing to manage, you know, how to be traveling for work or for performing, you know, when she had to be in one place here. And so now that's not as much of an issue. So we'll be going to Austin. And one of the things she's interested in is clothing construction and design. And so lately her interest has been shoes. But she's also interested in hats, and in a little later on in the year, she's going to be doing a sort of clothing construction, I guess, work study with Madame Chino here in Milwaukee. So that'll be really cool. But just to kind of get her excited about that, when we're in Dallas, we're going to try and tour the Stetson Hat Factory and look at how they take hats from just like felt to, you know, just raw pieces to a finished product. So that's the, you know, that's the kind of fun stuff that we could never do before. And it, like, you know, frees up my time, or my, not time, but my ability, I guess, to be who I am and pursue the kinds of things that I want to do with traveling and music, while also greatly increasing her opportunities educationally and then just also socially to be exposed to the world and different kinds of people.
That's so awesome. Cool. She's not like locked down.
Yeah, no. We definitely have travel as part of our objective.
And that kind of goes with that whole like study abroad thing. Mm-hmm. Like she's learning in these other states and like the top states.
Yeah. Yeah. And internationally too. So we want to, travel. We're for 3 weeks in January as well. And, and bring a service component. So we're looking at a few places, but one of the places is Nassau in the Caribbean, where the hurricane just was. Mm-hmm. So like researching that and trying to figure out, you know, like what organizations exist for volunteer efforts and what would be appropriate for someone her age. So we would spend 3 weeks there, some of it volunteering and then some of it making some place-based studies. And that might be, like marine biology or oceanography. And some of it's just fun. It's like, let's go scuba diving.
Yeah.
And then we can draw a picture of the fish we saw.
How's that for a field trip?
We can research the fish.
Yes. I mean, what fish was that? Yeah.
But I mean, like, that's the kind of stuff where if you have one student, you can do that. And there's as much learning. It's like, okay, read this book on the airplane and go scuba diving. Yeah. Like, you know, it's a lot easier with one kid than if you're trying to teach, you know, 30 of them.
Can we talk about, were you going to say something?
No, I was just going to say that's a lot of people to take scuba diving at once.
Oh, yeah. It would be like Finding Nemo and the fish. Like, make sure no one goes off.
Yes.
And gets lost. But I was going to say, can we talk about like the process of like what you had to go through? So maybe like if there's listeners listening that are thinking about homeschooling, like what the steps you kind of did to go in that direction?
Yeah. In Wisconsin, you just have to register with the Department of Instruction. I wanted to say the Department of Financial Institutions, but that's not right. It's the DPI, Department of Public Instruction.
That sounds right to me.
Something like that.
Something like that, okay.
There's a form that you fill out, and you can do it online, that just says, you know, that you plan to homeschool. And that's pretty much it. In Wisconsin, no one like comes and knocks on your door and is like, show me your homeschooling. Show me your syllabus.
Or, I see your notebooks.
You know, like, let's see it. you know.
But then they have to take certain tests throughout the year, or like they just do the ACT. Oh, so once they
no, there's no test you have to take ever, really. If you want to go to college, you don't even need a GED. Well, you know what? Different colleges have different, slightly different qualifications, but many, many colleges for a homeschooled student, all they need is an ACT score and like entrance, whatever the entrance, like essay and like application process is. So if you did go to public school, then you need your high school diploma. But if you didn't, then your diploma that your mom printed in your living room isn't going to mean anything anyway.
So they don't care.
That was kind of it. And then, then from there, the process is just so unique to your family situation and what your values are, I guess, you know? So for me, I value, self-reliance and independence. So my objectives are, you know, a little bit different than the next family who maybe, you know, really wants to see their kids go to a certain kind of college, or, you know, they're going to have a different way of going about it, you know? And I think for us, knowing that at this point, her preferred career and choice of study for higher education is language, it helps us gear, we're in the process of building her portfolio now to appeal to those programs.
So do you teach her, or are you having any teachers like come in and teach her?
So she studies with a Mandarin teacher. And then she has, you know, ballet at DanceWorks. And then she'll be at MIAD. Trying to think of what else we're adding. The clothing design and construction. And then there's some of the things I do. So there's with literature and history and social studies, it's reading and discussion. And so we have those discussions together, and then part of what she's doing as her curriculum is building her portfolio. So I'm helping her with that too. So she's figuring out how do I set up an online portfolio? Do I build a website, or are there platforms that exist for that are software as a service? What does it mean when mom says SAS? Oh, that means software as a service. What does that even mean? Like, so there's so many things, you know, that she's just learning and figuring out. So in a sense, like, yes, I'm teaching her, but, you know, she's really doing the learning on her own, just guided by her interests.
It's self-teaching.
It's more of maybe like, I'm interested in this, and then you go out and try to acquire methods to teach that. So it's like she's taking the steps, and it's like, well, let's look at the next step. What's that going to look like for her, or might look like?
And sometimes that's a class or a teacher, and then some of it you can just teach yourself. I've taught myself almost everything that I know. That sounds a little arrogant. No. I don't mean to be like dismissive of the people who have spent time, you know, sharing their knowledge with me, but
well, sometimes you just don't remember. Like, there's things in high school that like I don't remember, probably because I wasn't super interested in the class, so I'm not gonna like, maybe I just didn't pay attention as much as I could have. But like in this situation, it seems like you're able to pick kind of the classes, like pick the focuses and stuff. I mean, maybe not with like history, but then there might be a certain thing in history that you really want to learn about or like explore, and then find other things within that. And then it is kind of like a self-teaching, because then I feel like you're more, at least I would be like more into like learning about it if I knew I could do it myself, as opposed to being like, here, read about this war, read about this. And I'm like,
it's more organic, because you're just naturally going to her whatever's interesting you the most at the time.
Well, and I'm teaching her how to learn. So for example, in history, she's reading Lies My Teacher Told Me. I don't know if you guys are familiar. Yeah. So mm-hmm. she's, you know, and it's Thanksgiving and she's reading the chapter about, you know, when the first Europeans came to America. It's really interesting to see what she has to say about that. But anyway, so the process is, you know, she reads a chapter and then there is some sort of formal steps, you know, that she takes. So she writes a summary. Well, she writes down any words that she didn't know in the book. And then she looks up the definition and she writes the definition. So it's vocabulary building. And I think the writing of it is really important. It's not enough for, I don't think it's enough to just go look it up. Like I want her to write it out. So there's that. And then I have her write any questions or thoughts, things that came up for her while she was reading where she thinks, oh, that's interesting. Or that reminds me of this, like anything that could be used for further inquiry, discovery, conversation. And then depending on the length of the chapter, she writes a 1-3 page summary, 1-3 paragraph summary of the chapter that she read. So she can show me that there was some comprehension there. She understood what it was about. She can highlight a couple main points and then, you know, wrap it up at the end. And that's important, learning to write that, like, three, you know, learning to write that, they call it like the five paragraph paper or whatever, you know. So learning how to do that, how to crank that out quickly is really important. So yes, it is organic in the way that what jumps out to her in those things that she was like curious about or wants to talk about when we have discussion or that make her feel outraged or, you know, that's going to be different for her than it would be for me or the next person who reads the book. But, you know, there is some methods being taught, you know, that I learned. I think we have the benefit as well that I, you know, have a college education and so have some of those, you know, I have the benefit really and the privilege and I'm very thankful for that to be able to communicate some of those skills and strategies to her.
Yeah, so she's still getting a traditional education through you. Mm-hmm. So that's cool.
Minus the overhead projector and like we're just in our pajamas. Like
we can get you one. I'm sure. They're probably pretty cheap now.
Big poster board.
Yeah.
Do math problems on there.
She would love it so much. Yeah. She would love it. She's like I'm way more laid back than she is.
You should do like chalk on the sidewalk, just like all over your neighborhood.
just
like equations.
Go summarize this chapter.
Teach everyone.
Down the street.
Outside high dive. They really need to know about this book.
I'm in support of that. Yeah.
Public art.
Yeah, public art. Totally legal.
Do you have anything like 20 seconds of like what you would share with anyone else that's thinking about homeschooling or just anything?
I would say just do it.
I
think sometimes we don't, sometimes we're too afraid to do things and we should stop being so afraid and just do it. Even if we mess up, especially if we mess up, because that's where you really figure things out about yourself and what you want. Mistakes are a wonderful distillation process of,
Well put.
Well put. Well, thanks for listening to Life is Awkward. This is on River West Radio. I'm going to put all of your links on maybe the page if they want any other information on like homeschooling or